Today is Sunday, December 9th, 2018, and it is the second Sunday of Advent. You are listening to the Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church podcast. We are a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. We're about to hear a sermon from Pastor Arnie Berglund on Luke chapter 3, 1 through 6. And this is John the Baptist telling of Jesus' coming. Before we get to that, let's begin together by reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God, the gospel of our Lord. Dear friends, abundant grace, mercy, and peace is yours in Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we've read from the Gospel of Luke, one of the four Gospels, each of which record the story of God's love in Jesus Christ to different people at different times. It's natural that we tend to shuffle those Gospels into one story, but they each have a bit of a different message that helps us to better understand the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ. John was a follower of Jesus. He addressed a broad audience of Jews and Christians and Samaritans. His telling of the story emphasizes the divinity of Christ. Matthew, on the other hand, wrote his gospel to the Jewish Christian community after Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Romans. And his words are an encouragement to the idea that Jesus was the Messiah promised of God. Mark addressed the Gentile Christians living under persecution in Rome. He would say that persecution is the price that Christians pay for following Jesus. Mark focuses on the idea of Jesus as a servant king, a servant leader. Now we come to Luke, and we know Luke as the historian. In Luke, we find a compassionate, merciful, and prayerful Jesus who is concerned for the poor and the forgotten. He shows us how Jesus was a real person and how he showed a genuine interest in people from all walks of life. The word gospel means good news, and like all good news, it is a message that is meant to be shared. Messages need messengers, and the scriptures we've shared this morning recall the many ways that God's message is shared. Now, one would not be wrong to expect that great good news would best be delivered by someone who was important. or someone who had the ability to broadly tell such a momentous story to the world. It would be someone who could make headlines, someone who could make the good news big news, public news. Certainly, it would not be someone like John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, away from the crowds and the news networks of the city. John spoke to the realities of first century life. But he was not an emperor or a governor, not a priest or anyone of public importance at all. A simple man. One could argue that he was really a nobody and hardly worthy of mention in this great story of God's love that we find in Scripture, but there he is. And people flocked to him to hear his message. Well, Luke, the historian, the storyteller, places John the Baptist in a really particular place and time. He was a messenger for a particular place and time. Our reading begins by placing John quite specifically in history. Perhaps it would be helpful for us to understand this story of John by rewriting those first verses of our reading. It might read something like this. In the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, when Steve Bullock was governor of Montana and Wilmot Collins was mayor of Helena, in the bishopry of Elizabeth Eaton of the ELCA and Jessica Crist of the Montana Synod, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. God chose a nobody to prepare the way for God's own Son to come among us. Now, lest you think that God chooses the qualified, the eloquent, or the important, let me remind you of this. With great regularity, God chooses people whom the world sees as insignificant. God chooses those such as these to do important and marvelous things. John the Baptist, Mary, the illiterate unwed mom and teenager, the no-account shepherds at the very bottom of the social order who come to the manger, who serve as the audience for that heavenly choir. Again and again, Luke confesses God chooses people the world can easily ignore. God chooses those who the world can easily ignore for significant purposes to share magnificent messages. God chooses them to participate in God's world-changing activity. God chooses such like this to be messengers of the good news, the wonderful works of God. And that happens through ordinary people in particular places and particular times. For John the Baptist, the word of God came while he was alone out in the wilderness. There were no crowds. There was no traffic or phone to interrupt his time. This is when God came to him. Now, we don't know exactly how it was that John came to discern God's will. Luke doesn't record that so much for us. There's no mention of God speaking to him, for example, out of a burning bush or from a mountaintop cloud. Scripture is really quite silent at that point. Perhaps John was praying or reading Scripture. Perhaps he was gazing across the landscape of the wilderness when God's word came to him, became apparent to him and real to him. How it happened does not really matter, I think. What we know is this, that in the walk of faith, John came to believe that God was calling him to be a messenger, to share good news to those who needed to hear it. John needed to see his world through the story, through the good news of God's love, active God's love active and at work in his life. The story is told about one Sunday, an usher asking the pastor before worship. He said, "Pastor, will anything special happen today?" The pastor thought for a minute, and then he said, "Well, Jesus will be here." It was his promise. Jesus said it. "I will be with you always." John came to understand that God had given him purpose. God had called him to be a messenger. And so he goes out in the rain of the Jordan, region of the Jordan, and he brings that message to large crowd. His faith led him into the world because God's concern is with the world. Lifted up, buoyed by the promise of God, John was led to seek out the broken, the lost, the lonely, the forgotten. John was convinced that God would make every mountain low, would fill every valley, would make smooth the rough spots. John did not guess that this was true. John did not hope that this was true. John knew that the promise was certain. This is the gift of faith. It's a gift that brings focus and clarity, especially in troubled times. John took the time to listen and to hear God's will for his life. He took the time to listen, and then he acted. He listened, then he acted. No other stories of John tell us that he might have been dressed a little differently than we did and had kind of a strange diet. But he was not all that different from any of us. His story, the story of a rather ordinary person, helps us to see the possibility that we don't have to be celebrities or rulers or among the rich and powerful in order to be used by God, in order to be messengers for God's good news. God is eager to use your talents and abilities and gifts to change the world. As John stopped and listened for God's will in his life, we too might come to see God at work through our relationships. We too might come to see God at work in our jobs and family and civic life. God active. Active to make this world more trustworthy, more good, more just and fair, more in line with the goodness, truth, and justice that is God's promise for the world. If that's true, if we claim that to be true for us, then we are all called to be messengers, called to remind each other that God is at work in and through our lives for the sake of the world that God loves so much. God is in the habit of using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. In the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, when Steve Bullock was governor of Montana and Wilmot Collins was mayor of Helena, in the bishopry of Elizabeth Eaton of the ELCA and Jessica Christ of the Montana Synod, the word of God came to our Redeemer's Lutheran Church. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening, and have a Christ-filled day.